believe the time is coming for the Lord to come again. I believe the end is nearing every door. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare today with Matthew 24. We are living, surely living in the day he speaks about. All of these we now are having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. When upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, tell us when these things are going to be. Jesus answered, be ye watching, let everyone be free from sin, and take heed no man will you ever see. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is near. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All these things today we're having, and in Matthew it appears. We should live our lives for him and sing his praise. We are living, surely living in the day he speaks about. All these now we're having every day. Let's be ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Be ye always ready, he said. Be ye always ready. Always. I believe he was talking to everybody, Brother Jr. Oh, be ye always ready for in such an hour as ye think not the Son of Man come.
Lord, bless you, God, we pray.
If the good man would have known what hour the thief was coming, he said he wouldn't have suffered his house to be broken into. He'd been watching, wouldn't he? If we knew the Lord to come today or going to come tomorrow, if we knew that, we'd be watching and living different, I guarantee you.
Huh? Help him, God.
If you knew you was going to meet Christ today, I guarantee you, you'd be 100% different. I guarantee you'd be as humble as a little one of them little ones here. I guarantee, wouldn't you? I assure you, you'd be humble. I assure you, you'd be humble. If he was coming to your house today, I bet you know something, he can abide at your house before this day is over.
He can.
I remember how when he come and abided at my house that morning before the day was over.
You better help him, Lord.
He can abide at your house today, the scripture says. I recommend him. I didn't have nothing when I got up here. I didn't have nothing last Sunday when I got up here. But I got up here trusting in the Lord. He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy path. I've been trying to do that since that sweet morning when he saved my soul. In all thy ways acknowledge him. I've been trying to do that, my friend. I assure you, I appreciate my gift. It's number one in my life. It's the thing that I take care of. When anything comes up, the first thing is I first think about, well, how would it affect my gift? That's the first thing I think about. He's number one in my book. He's first and foremost. He's my shelter in a time of storm. As I said last week, I was in a storm one time, and it was mighty. Today, I pray for a little bit here, and I'll soon get out of the way and let Brother Junior come. But today is a day of salvation. If you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Be ready, as I said, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. My time is not yet, but your time is always, always. It's so sweet to rest in a lively hope. This is a lively hope that we got, my friend. It's a lively hope. He made me alive and alive forevermore down there in my barn lot. Brother Terry was talking about, you know, I thought every place it'd be here or over there or over there. It wasn't nowhere close where I thought it'd be. But he was right there in my door.
It made no difference. You're glad to get it.
But I was glad it come wherever I was at.
Yes, sir.
I was ready to take it. I was ready for him to move in. More than ready. More than ready.
I've been waiting on him.
I've been waiting.
Yes, sir.
I've been asking him to come every day.
Yeah.
Every hour almost. Would you believe that?
I believe it. I've been there.
Almost every hour. As I've said before, I'd wake in the morning and say, thank you, Jesus. Right there in the bed. Look up. Thank you for this day. Seemed like I done better in the daytime than I did at night. I dreaded it so bad when dark came. Thank you for this day. Could this be the day? My friend, you've got to have a great desire to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Mighty. He said, everything you do, do it with all your might. Does it not say that?
Everything you got.
Everything you got. I want to tell you that if you want to get Jesus Christ, you got to plow and plow deep. That's what I say. You got to put something into it. There's something for you to do. You got to ask for it. You'll never get it. Like I said last week at the woman at the well, even there, when he was right there in person, but she had to ask for it. He said, if you'd have asked of me, I'd have given you living water.
What'd you do?
I'd have given one to you.
Give me
this. Boy, she was ready then. I was too.
I was too, Brother.
Give me this water that I thirst, Lord. She wanted some of that. Neither come, neither to draw. How good it is. And hits in reach of everyone upon this earth that wants to go. Bad enough, if you'll give your whole heart to Jesus, I'll be found with you.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing can knock you out except you sitting there and letting Satan cheat you out. I ain't going to say that this and this or that and that. I don't know. I ain't the judge. But there's a mighty judge up there.
He knows.
He knows. And old Satan. You know how good Satan is? He said he would deceive the very elect. He would deceive the very elect. What does that mean, the very elect?
That's us.
That's us. That's right up. That's God's people. He would deceive the very elect if it were possible. It's not possible. Not possible. When I started to do this job, the best thing that he spoke to me, Brother Brian, that morning was, my spirit will bear witness.
Your spirit.
My spirit will bear witness.
Tell you.
My spirit will bear witness and make itself manifest.
Sure will.
Boy, I can't tell you what that was worth to me that night. That was my everything, Brother Tony.
Hey, I sought it, Brother.
That was the anchor. That was the anchor. And I said, if that's what you want, I'll put on my shoes and go. I felt so free, buddy. I said, I'll put on my shoes and go. After that, Brother Tony, it didn't matter to me.
What they said.
What anybody said. I didn't care.
I'm going to follow Jesus.
I'm going to follow the Lord. You'll have to make up. As Brother Jim Fields was here when he preached, you have to get a mind. That's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. I remember that morning when I said, "Let's fill me in my house down there. I'm going to serve the Lord." I took hold of everything I had. I surely did. For me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You'll have to reach the same place. And not only that, I become willing to do whatsoever He'd have me to do. I told Him, if you just save my soul, I'll do anything. She'll take care of you.
He sure will,
He'll equip you for the journey. He'll give you what you stand in need of. He knows more about it than you know yourself. He knows more about me. I know myself.
He made you.
He made you.
He made you.
He knows what you stand in need of, He said. Even before you ask it. And He knows which button to push too, don't you doubt. He knows all the buttons, brother.
He wants you to ask.
He knows all the buttons. He knows which one works what.
Yeah, right.
Don't you doubt it. Don't you doubt it. His word is right there, He said. Thy word is near thee, even in thy mouth. And when He equipped me, He sent me out on this journey. And He said, what you stand in need of? And that same hour when they deliver you up, I'll give you what you stand in need of. And that same hour, ain't going to take it a week or two to come. Is it? And that same hour, I'll give you what you stand in need of. He made me free, and free indeed. Made me a new creature. In Christ Jesus the Lord. That morning all old things passed away right there, right then, Mother Dan. Behold, all things become new. It's new today. It's newer. It's renewed day by day. It's new. Every time I get a blessing, it's newer and newer and newer. It's a mystery. And He'll do the same for you. Ain't no chosen people. Ain't no just certain ones. What He'll do for one, He'll do for all. From the least to the greatest. They'll have all known me. And you won't have no excuse when it comes down to the crossing if you're not ready to go. Because He's in reach of every one. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them white. Though they be as crimson, I'll make them like wool.
Yeah.